I have been very fortunate. Just nothing hurts my playing. I just play the same way. You know, I have still have good nights and a whole lot of bad ones. You know, so it's just the only thing that really hurts, I think that hurts my playing, if you know, if I can think of any one thing, is that I got this. You know, I have this thing about playing what I want to play. You know, see, I simply refuse to spend my whole life playing what somebody else wants me to play. So I try to play 60-40. Play 60% for them and 40% for myself. You know, if I were equate the percentage. And a lot of people say, "Well, man, aren't you interested in pleasing people?" I say, "Well, if I can please them, you know, doing what I'm doing, because I'm doing the best I can do, I can't be nobody but just me, you know." Because I've seen a lot of guys try to be somebody else, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't work for me either. So I figured that. Then I got another thing going where I think maybe it's wrong, but what will be will be. Of course, maybe that's not true. But it seemed to me like I told you the story about I got so that so many people asked me to play. Because when the minute I started traveling all over the world, people were coming from all over the world to see me. And they would really be hurt if I didn't play. I mean, physically hurt, man. They would, you could say, "Well, look, I got to leave in the morning, man. I come thousands of miles to hear you play, and you're not playing." So, but I learned that if I'm not in that mood, I can't play. So I don't want them to go back and say, "This guy, man, I heard him, and this guy can't really play, man. I mean, he didn't do nothing, you know." So I got the feeling like that it would be best for them to just go home and play my records and keep whatever good thought they got about me, rather than me disturbing it or destroying whatever good thought they got about me. So I had to make that choice when I started all this jamming.